Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to another weekly episode of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Tuttles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. And I do apologize once again. The microphone's not working for me, so I'm holding my phone to my face. And I guess we'll be doing that for all of it. The rest of the night, but it's all good. I'm back from a great vacation in Colorado, and this week's show was inspired by one of the concerts I went to at Red Rocks, greatest outdoor venue in the world. On Tuesday, June 28th, I saw a fantastic lineup of today's New Orleans talent on one of the limited stops of Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. And that's spelled T-H-R-E-A-U-X-D-O-W-N, Throwdown. Headlined by the host band, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue, the night also included sets by the Soul Rebels, Tank and the Bangas, and Dumpster Funk, who brought out New Orleans legends Cyril Neville and bassist George Porter Jr. for their set, and more on them later. Tonight's show is NOLA. Then and now, and we're going to have a lot of fun with great tunes and interesting tidbits spanning 9 decades of New Orleans music. Let's start it off with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. This is Hurricane Season.
We'll be right back.
New Orleans. You ought to go see the Mardi Gras. If you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. When you see the Mardi Gras, somebody'll tell you what's carnival for. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. Get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans. You know when you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You will see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. You know you see the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumas. And if you stay right there, I'm sure you'll see the Zulu Queen.
Gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. Looking for a can of ale. Papa's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Mama's in the backyard learning how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. A woman is a woman and a man ain't nothing but a male. One good thing about him, he knows how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. You gotta jump and jive and bend your wheel. Get a pail. Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail. Jill stayed up, she wants to learn how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump, jive and bend your wheel. 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 Thank you.
the King of Swing, Louis Prima, with Jump, Jive, and Wail from his 1956 album, The Wildest. Moving from New Orleans-style jazz in the early 30s to forming a swing combo and evolving into the big band sound, Prima is considered one of the founders of jump blues genre. Jump, Jive, and Wail was covered by Brian Setzer Orchestra on their 1998 album, The Dirty Boogie, and won a Grammy Award for Best Pop Vocal Group Performance. Before Louis Prima was Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Professor Longhair with Go to the Mardi Gras that he wrote and first recorded in 1949. Professor Longhair, real name Roy Bird, was active in two distinct music periods, first in the early heydays of rhythm and blues, and later in the resurgence of interest in traditional regional music after the founding of the New Orleans Heritage and Jazz Festival in 1970. The song we heard, Go to the Mardi Gras, which was covered by Fats Domino as a single in 1953, is considered an unofficial anthem of the New Orleans carnival season. We started our show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue and Hurricane Season, off their 2010 album, Back of Town. Troy Andrews, a.k.a. Trombone Shorty, who played the trumpet on this song, has been an amazing story on the New Orleans music scene as a veteran musician who has played with virtually everyone who has come through town in the last 30 years, and he's only 36. Trombone Shorty and the band's history and music are well worth looking into. On a personal note, I first saw them open for Hall & Oates at Red Rocks in 2016 and became an instant fan. I've now seen them perform at Red Rocks 3 times and 7 times total. Let's keep the good times rolling on our NOLA Then and Now show and move on to set 2. I'm starting it off with one of my favorite bands, both studio and live, and another one that I've seen multiple times at Red Rocks and at venues in Columbus and Cleveland. This is The Revivalists.
Said I'm pulling down the shades for the long ride. Never knew that I could feel so black and blue. And I've been holding on to something now for some time. And all I know is it's a feeling fit for two. 'Cause when the sunlight laid its head down on this dark night, and I was talking to myself in the rear view. Yeah, I've got questions, but I know everything is alright. And all I have to do is just remember you. 'Cause I'm never gonna lose you. I've got you deep inside my chest. And I can feel you beating like the soul of a drummer boy. I gotta keep on, keep on,
and I've been free. I've been you and I've been me. But now I stand up tall for what I believe. I guess all arms I want that trail of fear and dead on death believe. But no one's leaving just yet. We all want that make-believe. Tried and true tribulation of who I've come to be. The less I know, the more I learn how much love means to me. Every day I'm walking out the front door, leaning on your ghost. The best feeling of the day, one that I need the most. We gotta keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't care what anybody say, let the love take us away. We gotta keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't care what anybody say, nah, 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 nah. Oh, keep on, oh, keep on, oh, keep on, keep on your way. Yeah. Oh, keep on, oh, keep on, yeah. Oh, keep on, yeah. Oh, keep on, yeah. Oh, no.
Bye. when you'll be there. Did you all alone? And nobody calls you on the phone. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Here I am, honey. Come on,
out of me.
When you're all alone. Your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume. Don't you feel like a crying? Don't you feel like a crying? Don't you feel like a crying? Come on, come on.
Broussard with a cover of the Solomon Burke classic Cry to Me off his 2016 album Save Our Soul Volume 2, Soul on a Mission. I saw Mark Broussard at Kent Stage in Kent, Ohio in 2019 and have been following him ever since. His powerful, soulful voice with a hint of New Orleans dialect is one of a kind and best described as Bayou Soul. He is the son of acclaimed guitarist Ted Broussard, a Louisiana Music Hall of Famer known for his work with the Boogie Kings. Before Mark Broussard was legendary New Orleans born and bred Dr. John with Ico Ico, co-written with Chris Barber in 1980. Malcolm Rebenack Jr. took on the persona of Dr. John in the late 60s, inspired by a Haitian medicine man who lived in New Orleans and practiced voodoo. Along with his 30 studio albums and 9 live albums, Dr. John also contributed to thousands of other recordings by artists as a prolific studio musician right up until the time of his death in 2019 at the age of 77. And we kicked off this set with the Revivalists and Keep Going from their 2015 album, Men Against Mountains. As I said earlier, they are one of my favorite bands, especially live. My friend Tate was at the Voodoo Festival in New Orleans in 2018, waiting for the headliner, Mumford & Sons, to take the stage. The band before them was the Revivalists, and halfway through their first song, she was texting me to check them out. I was instantly sold on this band. The next spring in 2019, we saw the first show of their national tour at Jacobs Pavilion at Nautica in Cleveland. While there, we were looking at the schedule and saw that the last show of their tour was at Red Rocks. Then and there, I bought tickets and we flew out a few months later for the weekend just to catch that show. That's how much I love the Revivalists. And we are halfway through our NOLA Then and Now show. It's time for a word from our sponsors.
Why not jazz up dinner tonight? With Zatarain's, you snazz it up. Blazz them or tazz it up. Jazz it up with Zatarain's. Red beans and rice from New Orleans. Rice it up, spice it up. It's all complete, just heat it up. Jazz it up with Zatarain's. Red beans and rice from New Orleans. With Zatarain's, you speed it up. Your family will eat it up. In New Orleans, we jazz it up with Zatarain's.
Yeah.
Red beans and rice.
Love me some Zatarain's. Yes, I know it doesn't compare to Louisiana home cooking, but you have to remember that I live in Pittsburgh, where the sole contribution to the culinary world is putting French fries on a salad. And when you think about it, doesn't that defeat the purpose of having a salad, Cajun or Creole food around here? So Zatarain's works for me. Okay, on to our third set, and one you all know. From the man whom the New Orleans airport is named after.
Hello, Dallas. This is Louis Dallas. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. Dolly, never go away again.
When anyone in the last 50 years brings up New Orleans music, the conversation has to include the Neville Brothers at the top of the list. We heard Fire on the Bayou from their second studio album of the same name, released in 1981. Interestingly, female backing vocals on the album and this track we heard were by Sissy Houston and her 18-year-old daughter, Whitney. Brothers Art, Charles, Aaron, and Cyril Neville formed the group in 1975 and have been the most respected ensemble in New Orleans music since. They had been given the headlining spot at the New Orleans Heritage and Jazz Festival in 2008 and held it until they retired in 2018, Trombone Shorty. Both Art and Charles had passed away in 2018 and 2019, respectively. I saw Cyril perform with his nephew's band, Dumpster Funk, at Red Rocks 2 weeks ago. And speaking of Dumpster Funk, we heard them before the Neville Brothers with Let's Get At It from their 2021 album, Where Do We Go From Here? The band was founded in 2010 by Ivan Neville, son of Aaron. Ivan has played keyboards with a literal who's who of musicians, including on two Rolling Stones albums, and also had a stint as a member of the Spin Doctors. As I said, Dumpster Funk was on the bill for Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown that we saw at Red Rocks 2 weeks ago. Not only did Cyril Neville come out and perform with his nephew's band, but New Orleans bass great George Porter Jr. also sat in for the set. And we started off with Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, one of the most influential musicians to ever come out of New Orleans. The original version of Hello Dolly was first sung by Carol Channing in 1963 during her rehearsals for her starring role in the soon-to-open Broadway musical of the same name. A month before the opening, Louis Armstrong recorded an alternative lyrics demo of the song for promotional purposes for the musical. When it opened on Broadway in January 1964, Hello Dolly was an instant hit. Later the same month, Cap Records released Armstrong's demo as a single. The song shot to number one and ended the Beatles' run of three consecutive singles at the top of the charts. Louis Armstrong's Hello Dolly won the Grammy Song of the Year, beating out the Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand and She Loves You. He was and still is the oldest performer to have a number one hit. I could probably talk all night about this legend who started his career in the early 1920s. I feel privileged that I was old enough to have seen so many of his television appearances before his death in 1971 at the age of 69. To honor the man as a symbol of the city's music heritage, in the summer of 2001, their airport was officially renamed Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. Well, we have one more set in our NOLA Then and Now show, and it's kind of sad because I could listen to this stuff all night long. But let's get it going with another New Orleans legend, and his name is Antoine Dominique Domino Jr., the Fat Man.
I'm walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking, but you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be, I'm waiting for your company, I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide, I'm gonna run right by your side, for you pretty baby are evil. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you didn't think we could do a whole New Orleans show without playing their most famous song. And rightfully so, that was the Preservation Hall Jazz Band doing the honors. I could hear you clapping and your toes a-tapping all the way over here in Pittsburgh. This version of When the Saints Go Marching In was recorded live in 1962, and it was included in the Preservation Hall Jazz Belation album titled The Best of the Early Years, released in 2001. Pennsylvania transplant Alan Jaffe fell in love with New Orleans when he and his wife visited and was offered the job of managing Preservation Hall in 1961. It was an art gallery at the time, and Jaffe, a tuba player, decided to bring music into the fold and recruited local musicians ranging in age from 60 to 90 to form a house band. They were mostly black men struggling with poverty, racism, and illness, but with the dignity that Jaffe gave them and their collective top-shelf talent, the band became a staple of the New Orleans music scene. And the tradition continues to this day with fresh musicians brought in when others can no longer perform. The most recent version of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band opened on many dates last year for Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. In the middle of the set, we heard Look-a-Pie-Pie by the Meters, off their 1969 album of the same name. Along with James Brown, the Meters were responsible for creating the genre we know as funk. Formed in 1965 in New Orleans, the band included notable funk pioneer artists Zigaboo Modaliste on drums, Leo Nascentelli on guitar, Art Neville, there's that Neville name again, on keyboards, and George Porter Jr. on bass. If you aren't familiar with the Meters' other stuff, look them up. And our final set started with a man who is an eternal icon of the New Orleans music scene, Fats Domino. This is another legendary performer that I'm happy I was able to see in live TV performances, and someone else I could talk about all night. One of the pioneers of rock and roll, Fats sold over 110 million albums in air records in his career, which started in 1949. We heard I'm Walkin' from 1957, Fats' third single in a row to reach number one on the R&B charts, and it made it to number four on the pop charts. Elvis Presley cited Fats as his biggest influence, and called him the true king of rock and roll. Although he was one of the biggest rock and roll stars of the 50s, Fats at the time wasn't convinced it was a new genre. He said back in the day, what they call rock and roll now is rhythm and blues. I've been playing it for 15 years in New Orleans. We lost Fats Domino in 2017 at the age of 89. A lifelong resident of the area, Fats was not only one of the greatest performers ever to come out of New Orleans, but one of the greatest rock and roll performers of all time and a true pioneer in music history. Well, I hope you enjoyed our stroll through the French Quarter, down to Frenchman Street, Preservation Hall, and over to Canal Street and the Sanger Theater for some of the best music you'll find anywhere, past and present. Perhaps we can visit New Orleans again sometime here on Rock This Town Radio with TC. Next week is all about mamas and papas. No, not the 60s quartet, but songs about mamas and papas. Should be a fun show as we go deep with six songs that feature mama in the titles and six with papa in the titles. And it's time for our weekly list of birthdays. A happy 83rd birthday to Mavis Staples today. The old gal is still going strong, performing live to this day. Today also marks Ronnie James Dio's birthday. Born in 1942, we lost this great talent in 2010. Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters was born July 11, 1951. She died in 2020. Suzanne Vega will be 63 on Monday. A happy 80th birthday to Roger McGuinn on Wednesday. A happy heavenly birthday to Woody Guthrie on Thursday, born July 14th. 1912. Woody left us in 1967. Joe Satriani will be 66 on Friday. I'll see his show in October at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, PA. Also on Friday, Jason Bonham turns 56. And on Saturday, one of Carl's musical heroes, Stuart Copeland, will be 70. Here are three songs by artists celebrating birthdays this week. The first two are keeping in line with our Louisiana-themed show tonight. This is Arlo Guthrie, who shares a birthday week with his dad, Woody.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, the freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know? Point ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of foamen porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babies asleep, rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, and we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in rail.
so bad I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
Come on.
Christy McVie turned 79 on Tuesday, and that was her on lead vocals on Fleetwood Mac's Loving Fun from their 1977 Rumors album. Linda Ronstadt was in the middle of our birthday set with Blue Bayou, a remake of the classic Roy Orbison song that she recorded on her 1977 album, Simple Dreams. Linda will be 76 on Friday. And we started our birthday song set with Arlo Guthrie and the City of New Orleans, a big hit for Arlo from his 1972 album, Hobo's Lullaby. As prolific as a songwriter that Arlo is, he didn't write this song, and it was a cover of the original recording by Steve Goodman in 1970. All of the lyrics in the song actually happened when Goodman and his wife were on a train trip on the Illinois Central line. Steve Goodman died of leukemia at the age of 36 in 1984, and the same year, Willie Nelson covered the song as a tribute to the great songwriter. Willie's version of City of New Orleans was a number one country hit and won the Grammy for Best Country Song. A happy 75th birthday to Arlo Guthrie today. So let's leave the Big Easy and head north to the Big Apple and see what our friend Carl has going on this weekend. Good evening, or whatever time it is. It is evening. How are you, Carl?
Yes, it is evening. And so first I'd like to start off with this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Stuart Copeland. Happy birthday to you and many more. Yeah, we got that over.
Yeah, I'm glad you don't know the second verse. how'd you like our trip down to New Orleans tonight, my friend?
Okay, so a couple things I did want to say very briefly. First off, my favorite song was Let's Get At It. Good God.
Did you like that?
That kicks fucking ass.
And that's
ass.
The newest one. That's the newest one. That was put out in 21, Dumpster Funk. And those guys brought it. And I'll tell you what, I'm always talking to Randy and Jill while we're doing a show, and I told them Dumpster Funk live was just incredible. And when they brought out Phil Neville and George Porter Jr., you know, blow me away. Just kill me right now. You know,
okay.
Yeah, Dumpster
Funk, they
are cool.
Yeah, I mean, that song is just awesome. I've not heard of that band. You can guarantee they're on my Spotify at this point.
There you go. Definitely.
Okay.
And what
so
was the other
second
one?
Thing I'd like to the second thing I'd like to get into before we get into the housekeeping is did I hear you say that on Ico that Dr. John took credit for that song? Did I hear that right?
It was a rewrite.
Okay.
He and Chris Barber rewrote it in 1980. Yeah, it's a traditional song.
Well, actually, I just wanted to give some people information on that. That's actually a song under the original title Giacomo. It was released in 1953 by James Sugarboy Crawford and his Cane Cutters, but it failed to make the charts. And then 1965... a remake of that, which I have on 45, by the way, by the Dixie Cups, scored an international hit. And then in 67, the trio were given part songwriting credit for the song because they rewrote some of the lyrics also.
Yeah.
So just wanted to make everyone know about that. And the latest version of that is Eco Eco, My Bestie, by Justin Wellington, who comes out of the Solomon Islands. And that came in an international hit in 2021 after a successful TikTok challenge. So just wanted to give some information on that.
Yeah, what lyrics did he follow?
I don't know. I have not, I was doing the research while we were doing the show, so I got to check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back as a traditional song, you know, I mean.
Right, because
a lot
that's
of that
another
New
thing.
Orleans
Even
music,
though the song came out in 1953 and was written by these people, It was actually a very traditional story of two Indian tribes who were doing a parade in New Orleans, and they crossed paths and got into a fight. And that's like going back and doing signifying, because that goes back to the early 1900s, if not the late 1800s.
Well, that clarifies, like, the first lyric in Dr. John's version was, you know, my spy boy is on your spy boy, you know, and
right.
That's probably something to do with that war. Now, he talks about Beggar Town and everything like that. Like I said, I meant to say rewrite. I screwed up, but, you know, obviously that song's been rewritten so many times. It's so probably so far, you know, away from the original version, if you played them side by side, you wouldn't even be able to tell.
Yeah, that's true. And one other thing that I have to say before we get into housekeeping is, there are two things I'm slightly disappointed in with the selection. One, there's no James Booker. Gotta do some James Booker. When we do another show, you and I are going to do a show, maybe even with Rick Coleman. And we'll pick out some tunes and we'll do it, because there's so much wonderful stuff that comes out in New Orleans. And the other thing, too, is
hard.
How
hard it was to put this show together and limit it to 12
songs.
Well,
no shit, Sherlock. I'm well aware of that.
So I just tried to get a pretty good representation of, you know, and it's a good place to start with. You know, if somebody's interested
exactly.
in
this
music.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but for those people that want to really, like, get into this and really check it out, you know, there was no Zydeco. There's no Clifton Chenier, no Beau Soleil.
I know. Sweet Zydeco. You know? There's a lot of stuff. But, I mean, what am I going to cut up? What am I going to take out of that set list to put that in?
That's
you know?
True. That's true.
The last thing I want to say is,
I've only been to New Orleans once, and I was very young. I was maybe 6 or 7 years old with the folks. We were on family vacation. And we're going down Bourbon Street. And I swear to God, the same black gentleman was following us, and I hear this great music, and I want to go in. And he always was blocking the way. I couldn't get in. Well, I bitched so much, we ended up going to Preservation Hall. And so I saw, and I think it was 1964 or 1965. It was one of those 2 years. I saw live people like Ma Rainey and Frog Morton.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
That's just incredible. Because, you know, and the whole story about Preservation Hall, I mean, it's not that old. I mean, like I said, it was just 1961 when he started having music, but it really gave a lot of, because New Orleans has always been a great music town. And like I said, there was all these old guys that just, you know, never got the chance or lived in poverty. Al Jaffe brought them in and, you know, gave them dignity and really revived the music. I mean, it was 10 years later, they started the Heritage and Jazz Festival, which, you know, which it should be. I mean, you'd hate to see New Orleans music die. And it's so great how this younger generation, like Trombone Shorty and Stumps the Funk, and these guys are keeping it going, you know, are really, you know, bringing it to the national limelight. So, all right. What do you got for us, man?
So this is what we've got coming up. Now, I must say that July is our summer fun month. And so we're focusing on fun things to do in the summer and talk about. So right now, what I can tell you is this. Let me just go down a little bit. Okay, so on Tuesday, you know, what better summer sport is there but baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Baseball is like, I love baseball. Used to go to Forbes Field and Three Rivers all the time when I was growing up in Pittsburgh. But we're going to do a commentary watch on probably my favorite baseball movie, or at least my second favorite. And that's the original Bad News Bears. And we're going to do that on Tuesday, Rachel and I. So we're doing that on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have a bunch of people coming in. Adam's going to be with us, and Brian Wallinger and myself and Rachel. And we're going to do a show in memoriam to James Caan, who passed away last week. On Friday, Adam is going to be doing a show on the director James Cameron, and I will be part of that particular show. Then, of course, we're going to do next Sunday. You're doing a show, so why don't you just remind people what you're doing next Sunday? You just said it, but say it again.
Oh, yeah, Mamas and Papas, and don't get confused. I'm not doing the 60s quartet Mamas and the Papas. We're going to do songs featuring Mama in the title and Papa in the title, and I'm going to go deep. You know, it's going to be, you know, Papa Don't Preach. Who the hell did that song? Madonna. None of that shit.
Madonna.
Yeah.
That's Madonna.
None of that shit. So we're going to, no, it's going to be fun. I found some pretty cool songs. And actually, because remember, we did that on Mother's Day. I'm down in the rabbit hole. So
right.
I got a few songs that I did on that night. And then the Papa ones were tough. Papa, I'm going to go deep on them babies. There's a Paul Simon song in there. He actually says fucker in it. So, you know, Paul Simon say that. But anyways, that's my Sunday show.
Okay, so on Monday, which is the 18th, we have a very special show with Mike and Carolyn Householder, and or Householder, excuse me. And we're calling it the Beach Blanket Binge. What we're going to be talking about is the 60s phenomenon of beach movies with Annette Funicello and all those people. And they've written books and articles about this particular genre of films. And we're very happy to have them on. And we're going to be doing that on Monday the 18th and on Tuesday the 19th. Now, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that July is Disability Pride Month. Now, we, of course, did the LGBTQ Pride Month last week. But you know, I have a very special connection and love for people with physical and mental disabilities. My sister worked with kids for years. I have a physical disability that I got through. And so I understand this very much. And Rachel and I are going to be doing one of our favorite films for this. And we're going to do a commentary watch of Benny and June. And that is on Tuesday the 19th. Now, I can also tell you that these are not set in stone, but we do have some shows coming up. LQ Jones just passed away, and more than likely I'll be doing a show with my former podcast partner, Stephen Ronquillo, for LQ. Lenny Van Dolan also passed away, and we don't have it set yet. But we're going to do a watch of one of his films called Teeth. And that's T-E-E-T-H. And yes, it's about vagina dentata. And it's wonderful. and yes, we'll be doing that. He also was the main actor in a film called Electric Dreams. He was also in Twin Peaks, too. So he was all over the place. So he just passed away, and we're doing a memorial to him. We have some other shows as far as summer films and things going to happen. I know that Doc and I are going to be doing a commentary watch, but we don't know what it is yet. So we're going to be pretty well booked here for July. I've been a little under the weather, so unfortunately Pride Month last month was a little on the lax side, and I do apologize about that. But I'm getting back into swing of things, feeling a little better, and we're getting there now. So that's what we have planned so far, TC.
Yeah, and I know that all of our listeners hope that you get your health issue under control. You know, we love you, man, and we need your bullshit in our lives. We really do.
Well, right now that bullshit smells like a motherfucker.
Well, we don't. Yeah, and I'm not your physical. You know, not your shit, the bullshit. So, but yeah, we really sincerely hope you get over this and we get that asshole Carl back that we love. So, all right. Thank you very much, my friend. And as always, you can find all of our excellent podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episodes archives whenever it works for you. Carl, thanks a lot, man.
No problem. Always a pleasure.
All right, I'll give you a call later. Okay, check out my YouTube channel. Good night, Carl. Check out my YouTube channel, TCC77, for concert footage that I've shot at shows around the country. I have new uploaded material from the shows at Red Rocks while I was in Colorado. Third Eye Blind, plus lots of great stuff from Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown that you've been listening to parts of tonight. TCC77 on YouTube. Please keep Ukraine in your thoughts and pray for the country and its people if you're into that sort of thing. Please do anything you can to help stop the shooting here in America. On behalf of Cuddles the Cat, I'm T.C. Clark, and I hope that you had as much fun as I did tonight going to New Orleans, and that you have a great week. And I'll see you back here next Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. As us cool cats say, we'll catch you on the side. Whoops, wrong one. How'd I do that? All right, bye-bye, folks.